Welcome to the Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Rabbi Jack Abramowitz filling in for Naftali Hartman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making a part of your day on this Yom Shlishi, the second day of the month of Elul. Today is day 690 that so many of our brothers and sisters are still being held hostage. We pray for their swift return home to their families. On behalf of the OU, it is my great honor to welcome to the Daily Call and to introduce Rabbi Yosef Chaim Danziger of Hebrew Orthodox Congregation in South Bend, Indiana, to share words of Divrei Chizuk, followed by Rabbi Danziger slowly reciting the following five prakim of Tehillim. Prakim Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis, chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. This will be followed by Achenu, the Mishaberach LeTzahal, the special prayer for our brave soldiers and their families, the Mishaberach LeShvuyim, the prayer for those who are tragically still being held captive, and we will conclude with the Mishaberach LeCholim, for those who are injured or suffering, where Rabbi Danziger will pause for about 30 seconds to give us the opportunity to insert the names of all those for whom we are davening. To receive the Daily Tehillim Reminder email, you can subscribe anytime at ou.org/TehillimCall. Again, that's ou.org/TehillimCall. And now, b'kavod, with great honor, Rabbi Danziger.
Thank you, Rabbi Abramowitz. Good afternoon, everyone. The privilege to be on this call, and I want to talk about that in a minute. Very special that so many people come together every single day. As we gather today, I am struck, and I'm sure many of you are, by the sobering reality, Rabbi Abramov said, day 690. We're approaching 2 years since the horrific events of October 7th. It's a painful truth that hostages are still in captivity. Our soldiers continue to face grave danger in their mission to protect our people. In the beginning, the urgency of the crisis was felt by everyone. I remember here in South Bend, we had a gathering, and I spoke. Usually I speak for 10 to 15 minutes on a Shabbos morning, and this speech was 45 minutes. And one person who, if I go over 15 minutes on Shabbos, I hear about it. He felt that it was a perfect amount of time. That just brought out to me that the urgency, the level of crisis was really felt by everyone. But with the passage of time, it's natural for that initial intensity to fade. And it's a human challenge to keep our hearts engaged when a crisis becomes long-term like this. How do we maintain our focus? How do we keep our heartfelt connection to what's going on? Hostages are still there. I think a valuable lesson can be gleaned from a story told about the Gerer Rebbe, the Beis Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael Alter. A man once came to him, and he was troubled by the verse in Tehillim, 51:5. It says, V'chatasi negdi samid, and my sins are ever before me, always before me. This man was trying to practice literally these words and to think about it, all of his transgressions constantly, all day long. And the effort, obviously, was overwhelming and depressing. So he came to his Rebbe asking what to do. The Rebbe knew that to tell this man plainly what he was trying to do was unhealthy, it's wrong. He knew that wouldn't be productive. So very intelligently, he offered an insight instead. He pointed to the Karban Tamid, the constant offering in the Beis HaMikdash. This sacrifice, although it was brought just twice a day, was offered up in the morning and in the afternoon. Nevertheless, the Torah refers to it as Tamid, as constant. So the Rebbe told the man, don't dwell on your shortcomings all day long. You have to be positive. You have to keep on marching forward. That's how you engage. That's how you connect. As for the Pasuk in Tehillim, you could think about the areas that require improvement once a day or twice a day for a minute or two, and that will be considered constant. That will be considered a fulfillment of the verse of Chatasi Negdi Summit, constantly thinking about my Averis, even a minute or two, twice a day. The lesson that comes out of this is clear, besides that it was a very beautiful response. We see that true constancy is not found in unrelenting intensity. That's nobody can sustain. But it is found in unwavering consistency. Consistency equals constancy. And this, I believe, is the power of this daily gathering. It's a beautiful gathering. It's an act of consistency. By coming together each day, all of you ensure that the needs of our people remain ever before you. Beautiful. And to enhance this idea, here's a suggestion. I try to follow this. We say in my shul, we say three kapitla, three chapters of Tehillim every day. One after Shacharis and two after Maariv. And I try to use it as an opportunity to put myself into the zone to think about a little bit what's going on. So we can do the same thing here. As we say to Tehillim, we have five chapters. We can dedicate one chapter for the hostages that they should return home safely and very quickly. Another for the safety of our soldiers who are literally risking their lives, sometimes unfortunately giving up their lives for our safety. A third for the Torah scholars, the yeshiva bachim, who protect us with their learning, that they should be allowed to continue studying undisturbed. And for the other two, think of any element of this crisis that you'd like to have in mind, or anything else, someone, a relative that needs a salvation of some sort. This broadens the consistency and the constancy of the prayers of the tzilas that we're about to say. It's of course especially meaningful that we're doing this during the month of Elul, a time known for its theme of closeness to Hashem. The name Elul is an acronym for the words Ani L'Doidi V'Doidi Li. I am to my beloved. What an expression to refer to Hashem. And my beloved is to me. This is a time when our prayers are received with a special intimacy. So thank you to the organizers, Rabbi Herman and Rabbi Abramov, who's hosting today, and Rebecca Levy, and everyone else who's involved for the dedication to this important gathering. And may our collective, consistent prayers bring about the Yeshua, bring the salvation that we're all hoping for speedily in our days, the Meira of Yomeinu. Okay. Now we'll start with Tehillim Chaf, Psalm 20. Lamanat Tzayach Mizmor LeDavid Yancha Adayna B'yem Tzara Yisagevich Hashem Elayhei Yaakoy Yishlach Ezecha Mikodesh Mitzion Yisadeko Yizkar Kol Min Chaystecha Barla Sucha Yidash Nesela Yiken Lecha Chilvavecha V'cholat Tosecha Yimalei Miranu Nobri Shuasecha U'v'shem Eloheinu Nidgoyl Yimalei Adonai Kol Mishalecha Ato Yodati Yesha Adonai Mishichoy Yaneu Mishmei Kodshoy Bigburoy Yesha Yiminoy Eilev Arechev Ve'eilev Asusin Ba'anachnu V'shem Adonai Eloheinu Nazgir Eima Karu B'nofalu Ba'anachnu Kamnu V'nisaydod Adonai Hoshio Amelech Yaneinu V'yoyim Kareinu Chaf Kimmel 23 Mizmor L'David Adonai Ra'i Lo Yechzor V'nai Steshe Yarbitzeni Almei Menuchoy Sina Haleini Nafshi Yishrei Vev Yanecheni B'nagel Le'tzedek L'ma'an Shemoi Gam Ki Eilech B'gei Salmoves Lo'iro Ro Ki Ato Imodi Tishtecho Mishantecho Eimoy Nachamuni Shir l'malos, esa einai el herorim, me'ayin yavo ezri. Ezri, me'im adonai, oisei shomayim v'oretz. Al yiten lamos raglecho, al yonum shemrecho. Inei, lo yonum v'lo yishon, shomer Yisrael. Adonai shemrecho, adonai silecho. Al yadim minecho, yomom, ha-shemesh lo yakecho, yoreyach valoylo, adonai, ishmorcho mikol ro, ishmor et nafshecho, adonai, ishmor teisecho voyecho, ve'ata, ve'adaylom.
Vadmod nois mi meni, ein zeresh le nafshi. Zoakti, elecho adonai, amarti asomachsi, tolki veeretz achayim. Akshiva rinasi, kidaloisi meoid. Atzileni meroifai, kiyomatsu mi meni. Etzio mi mazgen nafshi, loidois etzishmecho, viu yachtiru tzadikim. I'll say it in Hebrew and then in English. Acheinu kol beis Yisrael hanusinim batzaru vashivio. Oim dim bein bayom uvein bayabosho. Amokoyim hirachem aleyem v'yekiem mitzor lirvoko. Me'afela le'oiro u'mishibod legulo. Ashtov ba'golo v'zman koriv v'ninar omein. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity, on sea or land, may the all present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly and soon, and let us say Amen. The Mishaberach for Israel's defense forces. Yisheberach Avisteinu Avraham Yitzchok Yaakov Yivarech Es Chayolei Tzvo HaHagonol Yisrael V'Anshei Kechot HaBitachon V'Emdim Al Mishmar Arteinu V'Horei Eloheinu Migvul HaLvonoin V'Ad Midbar Mitzrayim V'Min HaYom HaGadol Ad Lvoi HaRavoho V'Chol Mokim Shehen V'Ya Bosho V'Aviru V'Yom Yitein Adonai Zayivenu Hakumim Oleinu Nigafim Lishneihem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishmor, Yatzil Es Chayoleinu, Mikol Tzero V'Tzuko, Mikol Nega U'machalo, Yishlach V'Rocho V'Atlocho B'Chol Maaseh Yideyem, Yidaber Soineinu Tachteyem, Yadaber Soineinu Tachteyem, Yatreim bechet Yisroel v'ateres nitzachim yikuyam v'hem akosuv yadinei leichem haylechim lachem ilachem lachem imayvechem leshia eschem v'neimar amen.
Prayer for those being held in captivity. Yisra be'erach avisein orom mitchok Yaakov yisef Moshe ve'aron v'obed v'shloim o'yivarech v'yishmor v'yintzores medreit tzvah ha'agon al Yisrael v'shvuyov v'yaskalachein v'anasunim batzaru v'shivyo v'avush ha'kolakol ha'kadosh ha'zon espalil b'aburom v'lesh baruch hu yimalei rachamim aleihem yisiyem ha'mechashach v'talmoves v'mesrei seihem yinatek v'mitzukai seihem yeshiyem yishivim me'era l'chek mishpachai seihem.
I will say the Mishaberach L'chaylem, the prayer for the sick, and I'll pause for a few seconds so everyone can insert the name at the appropriate place. Any names that they want to.
Mishaberach avisein, Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, Moshe Aaron, David Shlomo, v'yivarech yirah peyes.
Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem, Lachlimam Ulrapoisam, Lachzikam Lachiyosam, Yishlach Lahem Meherah Refuah Shleima Min Hashemayim, Lechol Evareihem Ulechol Gibeihem, B'Tzach Sharcha LeYisrael, Vasa Nefesh Refuah Sagov, Ashtov Agalo V'Zman Koriv, V'Neimar Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much, Rabbi Danziger. We look forward to having you back on the program again very soon. For all of us
Thank
here at the Daily Tehillim Call, for all of us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for the next scheduled program tomorrow at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, as each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizuk, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world. Thank you.